This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. The Navajo Nation spans three states and 27,000 square miles. Many homes are so remote and spread out that they don't have addresses, and that can make healthcare difficult, especially follow-up care after hospitalization. That's why John Jorgis is working on a computer project and mobile app to identify homes without street addresses to make healthcare access a little easier.
What the project is really centering on trying to do is to bring the notion, the idea of home, the notion of location into healthcare.
Jorgis is the associate director of the Informatics and Computing Program at Northern Arizona University. He and other researchers are working on the Shawan Project, which in Navajo means my home. The computerized map and database will allow patients and medical professionals to find close or alternative healthcare facilities and even talk through problems on the phone.
You know, when the roads are dry, we can access the health clinic that we're used to accessing, but when we've had rain, well, we know that that road goes through a gully that's now flooded out, so now we have to go to a different healthcare location. And that brings up questions like, do I know where an alternative is? Do I know how to get to it? How do I adjust to the challenges of, again, a not very robust infrastructure for transportation?
Jorgis believes the Shawan Project is an opportunity for medical intervention, innovation, and to help people living in rural, remote areas. He expects the system to be up and running by December. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.